So, for our first review of the day, it is going to be for the film Kung Fu Panda 3. We reviewed the last Kung Fu Pandas, 2 and 1. I'd seen 1 before, but never saw 2 before. So I said, well, hey, since, you know, saw 2, can't just go off like that, just reviewing 2 and not seeing the third one before the fourth one comes out. So I was like, hey, let's watch the third one and give that a review here. Finish it out. Kung Fu Panda 3 here. We have the story, a little bit more of Po, give his backstory. We're finally introduced to his father, who we saw teased at the end of the second one, who is here voiced by Bryan Cranston, who's Lee in this. And there's a whole civilization of pandas, a whole village of pandas there that escaped the, you know, genocide that Gary Oldman's character wanted to commit against them. So that, you know, they have their little vision. He ends up kind of meeting with Po and taking him to that village. And again, it's kind of getting to know more about him, about his backstory and him reconnecting with his people. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, I got all of you look like me. You know what I mean? You're me. You know what I mean? Fatter. You're me as a woman. Hey, you're me. You know, they wanted to say something else, but you know, you can't really say that anymore.
No.
And he's like, just me with the hat. So you can have that there. The big villain of this, as they do with all these kind of Kung Fu Panda movies, a new main antagonist, something for, you know, Po to kind of go up against, is a villain named Kai, who's voiced by J.K. Simmons in this. And as always, what you do with these Kung Fu Panda movies with villains, you learn about their backstory as well, like how they kind of became a villain. And a lot with Kai, you see him trapped in the spirit world. And he's trapped in the spirit world with the Master Oogway there, who was the turtle that you saw in the first movie, who kind of, like Luke Skywalker, or no, like Obi-Wan Kenobi, just kind of faded away. There and kind of went into his own, the martial arts spirit world now he's in. And you see that, you know, during this time, who's been there for hundreds of years, that Kai has collected all the souls of the people there. And very, very, very cool, by the way. I think, you know, Kai might be my favorite villain so far in the Kung Fu Panda movies. What's your opinion of Kai?
I really liked Kai, especially on this rewatch. Like, I'd only seen Kung Fu Panda 3 once, like, in around the same time, like, that it probably came out, so I didn't really remember it. It wasn't my favorite. But no, I fucking love Kai in this. J.K. Simmons is always a great voice actor whenever he pops up in things. And yeah, like you said, him collecting, like, the souls of, like, all the Kung Fu masters is such a cool thing, and, like, how he uses them.
Yeah. And good action sequence here between the two of them. And he has his own, like, if people play God of War, like, his own Blades of Chaos, which
pretty much,
you know, which I think was a really cool weapon, there for this character to use. So that was kind of really good. And you say, like, he uses the souls pretty in a really good way, because what he does when he collects the souls of all the Kung Fu masters, he basically makes them these zombie kind of like creatures that he can control. With his whim, he, you know, basically, yeah, order them around, which I thought that was really good and really kind of interesting too, what they did with that ability and that power. It made him super threatening. I thought, hey, would you say he's the best one out of the series?
I don't know. I really like the first two, especially Tai Long. But I don't know, Shin in the second one might be my favorite just because of his connection to Po. And just how Gary Oldman is just going so ham in that voice role. But yeah, I don't know, like, Kung Fu Panda always has, like you said, great villains, like, in each of them, I think.
Yeah. And even this villain has a connection, because obviously he knew Master Oogway in the past. They used to be friends, comrades, fought in battle together. And then there was a turn there. Great work said, you can see Tai Lung and Kai's belt of the masters he collected. Oh, very good.
That's nice.
That's a very good tip. Did not know that. Easter egg. So yeah, so I like that. So each villain has had kind of some of the connection to the history of the team there. I know going into this, you guys told me about this movie and not much of the Furious Five, that you're kind of see in this. And did you have to rewatch the movie, or just kind of going mainly off of memory of your last time you've seen the film? film.
No, I had to rewatch for sure, because out of the Kung Fu Pandas, this is the one I've seen the least. Like, I watched this once maybe, and I thought it was okay, like, when I first watched it. Like, I really loved the first two, especially the second one, so I was like, But, yeah, no, I definitely had to rewatch this because I didn't remember a lot of what happened.
Mm. Yeah. So you kind of see here that in, yeah, this one, more of a connection to the past there, mm-hmm. but with this character, as they've done before. And I think that's always really good to, you know, that they kind of add that in, because it gives a more personal kind of connection there, you know, with the villains. And with the Furious Five, so with this one, I will say you do see them lesser than you probably have mm-hmm. seen in the second or first one. And I do like them. I do like the team there when they kind of, you know, fight together. You know, Angelina Jolie, I think the one as Tigress, probably gets the most out of the Furious Five out of all of them. Because she's probably the bigger name actor there, so she gets kind of the most time. But really, it is kind of mainly focused on Poe and him going back to, you know, his home there, and like seeing him with his people in the, you know, mm-hmm. kind of panda kingdom or village that you have here. And that's a cute moment. I think that's really kind of a lot of stuff and fun stuff. The humor in this movie too, I like better than in the first two movies, because I think the mm-hmm. humor here isn't just most of. I think the humor in the first one and the second one is kind of a lot of like Poe's fat. You know what I mean? You know, here, I don't really think that is, they don't rely on that as much as they do in the other ones. What do you think about the humor?
Oh, no, I agree. Like, I think the second one lessened the humor. So, like when we did get jokes, it was like you said, like, Poe's fat or like very small. Like, that second one is dark. We're dealing with panda genocide and such. But this third one, yeah, I really enjoyed the humor, especially with all the different pandas. Even Kai, like, he's pretty. Like, funny at times, like, and stuff, especially his final confrontation with Poe. But yeah, no, the humor here is great. The panda people are great. Jack Black is always, it's fun.
Yeah, you see a little bit of the confrontation here in the trailer here.
Are you kidding me? Must be the dragon warrior.
How about you spare me the chit chat?
I'm going to take your
chit chat
in the
chitty chitty chat chat in... chat chat chat
in the
chit chat.
So yeah, I do think the humor here is a little bit better than it was there. So yeah, it kind of doesn't just rely on just the fat jokes as they did there. And also, like, a little bit more of the expanding the mythology of the martial arts. You learn about more martial arts legends there in this kind of different one. Again, you know, all these different various animals that you have there. So I kind of like that, quite a bit. Some new additions that you have besides J.K. Simmons. You do also have Kate Hudson there, who plays Mimi as well, who's one of kind of the newer additions in this. You have also Bryan Cranston. We saw it did a little bit in the second one, but here we have him as more of a full-fledged character in this one, as well as Poe's father. What did you think about the addition of Bryan Cranston in this as his father?
I mean, I like Bryan Cranston. I thought it was interesting, you know, bringing him in, that tease at the end of part two. But yeah, I enjoyed him here. His relationship with Poe is, you know, very fun at first. Like, you see in that trailer, like, them, like, bumping guts and like not really recognizing each other at first, or like they're a little slow to be like, oh wait, you're my dad, you're my son. But yeah, it was kind of cool to see Cranston flex his comedy chops and his voice acting chops, especially with Jack Black. So I think they have like a very fun chemistry together, and like dealing with you know, finding out your dad or hanging out with your dad for like the first time.
Yeah, and that was a sweet moment. I think when you see them kind of, you know what I mean, get together and, like I said, bump guts and things like that, hug each other. And then with that, you also see some jealousy from James Hong's character there.
Yes.
You know, Mr. Ping, who, you know, is his Poe's adoptive father. But, you know, I think that leads to like a really sweet moment between the two of them, between both fathers, when they kind of connect, him coming out and kind of admitting, like, yeah, I was a little jealous that you're going to take, you know, kind of Poe away. Like, you know, he, you know, goes with Poe to this panda kind of village there. And it leads up to them doing making a good duo there, the double dad defense, which was really cute.
Exactly.
You know, so now he's got two dads, you know what I mean? So that's pretty nice. Very progressive, you know what I mean?
This right, exactly.
Before it's kind of time here. Yeah. I mean, what do you think more works about this movie than in the other two, you think?
I think just like the spiritual stuff, like, I remember we talking about it like during part two that like this one is a lot more kind of like kung fu spiritual, kung fu fantasy, like with the spirit world and the, of course, the fight at the end and the jade zombies, the jombies they call them. But yeah, it's, I think it works here. I think it's kind of a nice evolution, especially after the second one when he learns like inner peace. But yeah, I really enjoy like the action in here again. Like, I think they do really good action with these animated movies. And so I think that really works here. I think all the panda stuff works. Poe being like the fish out of water and like learning how to be a panda was fun. So yeah, all that stuff I think just is really good and works just with Poe's continuing growth.
Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned like he's kind of the fish out of water here again in this situation, much how it was like he was in the first movie there of trying to, you know, learn to like what it does it mean to be a panda. Like, what does that kind of mean there? And also in a new position, like you said, of kind of taking a more of a role there of kind of maybe the leader of the few as far as the new, you know, kind of master there, as you see. And you see that where it kind of leads here, where he's trying to lead a training session and how kind of horribly wrong that kind of goes there. I mean, you just see this.
Buster! I mean, Tigress! Tornado backflip!
Yes, Master.
Fire! Fire! Stop! Sorry, my fault. Crane, go high.
I mean, low! Oh, my claw thingy!
Viper and Tigress, too, like a totem pole.
I mean, he just is... Don't know what the hell. I mean, you know what I mean? You know, he's trying to find that, like I said, the kind of, it's a new journey for Poe there of learning what it means. And then at the end, it turns out that, you know, he kind of becomes the new Master Oogway in a sense of someone like Master Oogway is looking for someone to pass it on to. And he kind of, it's, you know, he gets a new power up pretty much every movie there of learning a different skill there. And this one by far is my favorite there of him kind of doing that, of him making this, it's beautiful animation too, really beautifully well done, of this dragon type creature there becoming in essence really truly the dragon warrior there. I thought it was really cool and really nice. How'd you think about the climax here?
Oh no, I love it. It's one of, I mean, always have great climaxes, final fights, but this one goes like full, just like taking advantage of the animation, and like you said, the dragon looks so cool, and the fight in the spirit world, and the just everything, like Kai's like God of War blades are so cool. And I like how Poe uses them against him, like here, as you're seeing, but yeah, such a fun fight, such a cool fight. Like, I feel like the second one is like taken a little bit more seriously, his fight against Shin. But this one, I think, kind of channels like that same energy of the first when he's fighting Tai Lung and he's like having fun with him, like he's like bouncing around and stuff. And like, it's the whole thing that he was into from the beginning. Like, he loves Kung Fu. He thinks it's such a fun thing. And it's just been continuously fun to see a nerd like Poe become like the best at this stuff.
He's able to kind of find that, you know, within him. And that's what kind of makes him unique and kind of makes him different from, you know what I mean, the rest of kind of the Fury Five of, you know, him having that own kind of ability there, which I think is great to see that he has his own unique skill set there that makes him above there. And you even see it with, you know, Tigress, you know, she comes from being defeated when Kai comes there, you know, destroys the palace, beats the Furious Five and Master Shifu, makes them into zombies there. And she's the only one that makes it out. And she comes there to warn him about Kai coming to, you know, do the same thing to him, kill the dragon warrior there. And yeah, and then, which is, I mean, again, you got to go with it because it's a movie. He has to train this whole village, you know what I mean? Kind of teach him all these defense, which is probably, he does that in what, like probably some hours or something like that? A couple days or something?
A couple hours.
you know, he's this village is already to fight this guy, and they already ready to set up, and they got the booby traps already in like a, maybe like hours or so. So that you just got, I guess you just got to go with it. But you know, that was kind of cool to see, you know what I mean? Like the village kind of come together and then fight with him and him lead the village. So he learns to become a leader. And that any kind of weak points for you with Kung Fu Panda 3?
Well, I was going to add on to what you just said, like him like learning to teach. It goes like right back to like the first one, like he's trying to teach them Kung Fu. But then he like, you know, makes them take advantage of their pandaness and like, you know, they're doing Kung Fu in their own way, like he does Kung Fu in his own way. So I thought that was just a good old wraparound. But yeah, as for weak points, the only like real weak point is like the cliche thing, like, you know, his dad is lying to him. He doesn't know how to do the special like healing panda thing. He just wanted to bring him there to keep him safe. Like, yeah, that's always tried and true. And like, especially in animated movies, like right before the third act, you lied to me. Oh no, our relationship is a little fractured now, but we'll fix it after it all.
Yeah. I mean, which doesn't last too long. I mean, he's not really bad at them. You know what I mean? Which I'm good that they got past that, you know, pretty quickly there, which was very, very sweet that they did this. And this is when, you know, the whole kind of village kind of all comes together. You got all these pandas. Very much also kind of mirrors what happened in the first movie of him, you know, Master Shifu teaching him how to, you know, work with, you know, Po and like what works for him as well. So I thought that was kind of really good callback to something like that. And this is kind of fun. You have, you know, this is the Kate Hudson character, Mimi there. The, you know, I guess sexy panda, I guess you would say. I don't know. the artist dancing panda, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, which was really good stuff there, which was really nice. And you can see him kind of the Kai character because he can control all these things, him kind of getting overwhelmed with all of the kind of, you know, zombies at once there, which was very good. Yeah, I mean, I like this quite a bit. I really strong, you know what I mean? I'm, you know, I got to apologize to Kung Fu Panda. I wasn't familiar with your game. I'm sorry. This was really good, you know? It's a really good series of movies here. I had a lot of fun with them. I think for me personally, I think 3 would be maybe my favorite there. I do, you know, one of my issues would be, a couple of my issues would be not enough of the Furious 5, who I do like quite a bit. You know, you do have the, you know, cliche thing of like the father lion, and then he's like, oh, you lied to me. You do have that in there. Trailing the village section is fun, but it is kind of like, okay, it was like it happened like in a few hours
and yeah, right,
do all this. I would still think, I mean, this movie, I had a lot of good time with it and I enjoyed it. I think the animation here is still good. The fight sequences are still really fun to watch. It does have a good appreciation for martial arts and you know what I mean, the genre there of kung fu films. So for me, I would give it a peak there. What about you?
Okay. Final thoughts. Like I'm kind of in the same boat as you. Like I had not really liked it, or I thought I didn't like it. Like after seeing it once, like I was like, okay, maybe Kung Fu Panda 3 isn't good. But then like upon rewatching it, I was like, no, what the hell was I thinking? This is great. Like you said, the animation is great. I think like they get better like with each movie. And the comedy is on point. Jack Black is hilarious. Like, you can't help but root for Poe. But yeah, like I said, weak points of the lying and the No Fears 5. But like, strong points is like J.K. Simmons as a villain. He's fucking chewing it up. We get more Oogway backstory, which is like that's very cool flashback we have with them. But otherwise, yeah, a super strong trilogy, I think. Great third movie, great twist and just growth for Poe. If I had to give it a score, I'd probably give it a strong tune in.
Strong tune in.
Okay. Strong tune in, yeah.
And this one in the box office, so this movie came out in 2016. So in the box office, it made the least amount out of all three of the movies. It made $521.2 million. So I wonder what its competition was, because this came out early in the year. It came out in January, so the beginning of the year.
2016, too.
Yeah, let me see. What animated film came out in 2016 there? So yeah, I'm surprised it made the least amount there.
Right. Yeah.
Let's see. So let's see. So I've seen 2016. So I had Kubo and the Two Strings, which I love. Kubo and the Two Strings.
Hell yeah, I love Kubo too.
That was, yeah, I love that movie a lot. But that one I think didn't do well in the box office. You had Secret Life of Pets, which I think that did very well at the box office.
Yeah, that's one. That one gave Illumination a lot of money.
But let me look up specifically here movies in January 2016 here. Because usually it's a crap month, usually of movies there,
right?
That kind of come out there. So you had Norm of the North, which came out there. you had Ride Along 2.
Okay.
You had The Fifth Wave. You had.
Yeah, you're right. You're saying all this stuff, and it's like, yeah, this is where they dump movies in January.
50 Shades of Black. I don't know. I can't see any of these movies. I guess it was maybe Ride Along 2 that kind of just sucked that up, the money for January, maybe.
Oh, wait, you said 2016, right?
Yeah.
It might have been, I know it's like the next month because it was February. It might have been Deadpool that sucked up all the money.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, Deadpool there. Maybe that did suck up the money. Yeah, because that came out. But I was kind of surprised they had just made the least that amount of all these movies. But yeah, I mean, I would recommend people checking this out, especially before the fourth one. You said you're kind of cautiously optimistic about the fourth one, but
yeah, I very much so. I mean, you mentioned the double data defense, and I think like they're both going to be prominent in the fourth one, at least like you see them in a trailer a bit. So at least they're back, like, if we're not getting more Furious 5.
Yeah. Which, yeah, like I said, very cool moment there.
Yeah.
So that was cute. That was a cute moment there. Mm. So, yeah, maybe you see more of them, him and his two dads there.
Yeah.
A lot more kids can relate to that nowadays. So, yeah. So you gave it a tune in. I gave it a peek for Kung Fu Panda 3.